next topic is the electric car. I want to discuss four research questions. The first one is the electric car, does the electric car allow a better balance between mobility and the environmental sustainability? That's the first issue. Then we'll discuss other questions such that, is there a market for the electric cars and how big is it? So can the electric car come back and succeed and against the IC car, the internal combustion engine cars? What would be the industrial implications if that happens, of this innovation? What are the main determinants? So what determines the end result? Is it technology, policies, consumer choices, science, on, and so on? So this is a this research question is these research questions are very much similar to the study of innovation, what an innovation produces in a system, in this case in the transport system. What is an electric car? An electric car is a normal car equipped with a very large battery that fit on the basis of the car, as you can see. So it doesn't have an internal combustion engine motor, but it has an electric motor. It has a quick charger plug, onboard charger, and an inverter to convert direct current to alternate current. And over the years there have been developed several models. Here you see some of them. And there has been developed also combinations of internal combustion engines and electric engines. So we speak of an electrification process in the vehicles. No? So we speak of a degree of electrification. So internal combustion engines have a low degree of electrification because they have a small battery. Hybrids vary between mild hybrids that have a small battery and then combine the internal combustion engine and the electric motor, and they try to make the best of the both and combine them to make the trip more environmentally efficient and with better performances. And then you have also the plug-in hybrids, where you have a larger enough battery to travel several miles up to 40-50 miles, and at the end of the spectrum you have the electric emission-free vehicles. That means battery-only vehicles without internal combustion engine. Not having an internal combustion engine, they are called emission-free. And but that's in brackets, that in commas, and we'll see the result. We'll see why these are so-called emission-free. So this is my first research question, is do electric cars provide a better balance between mobility and the environment? And the result, in order to see the result, or my answer to this question, just skip to the slide 52, where you can see the total CO2 emitted by a battery electric vehicle. This 135, the diesel IC vehicle, it's 164, the petrol is 167, and the hybrid is 148. These are my estimates of the CO2 emitted by these cars of different fuel. So The electric vehicles also emits CO2. Why is that so? Well, if you see the details here, you see that CO2 is emitted during the construction of the vehicle, during the construction and the disposal of the battery, and also it's emitting during the production of electricity. In fact, let's go back to the slide 49, where you see that the analysis here is performed in terms of life cycle analysis. That means taking into account not only the use stage, but also the well-to-time stage, so the extraction of raw materials and the production of fuel, and that includes also the production of electricity, and the manufacturing stage, the production of components and the vehicle assembly. And also the end of life stage. So at the end, we have to dispose the vehicles and the battery. So taking a broader perspective, there are emissions CO2, the emissions of CO2, also connected with the electric car to produce the electricity, the vehicle, and the batteries. In terms of the battery, the BEV produces 30, in my estimate, 31 grams per kilogram, per kilometer, sorry. And whereas the IC vehicles, of course, they have a smaller battery, they produce only 0.6 grams, okay? So that's a disadvantage for the electric cars. The vehicle is the same, the engine is more or less the same, it's slightly lower for electric vehicles. Other components is slightly lower because electric vehicle has less components, of course. But the advantage of the battery electric vehicles is connected with the fuel combustion. The IC vehicles emit more than 100, the hybrid 92 per kilometer, grams per kilometer. And that's the average of the Italian vehicles, the top 10 Italian vehicles. So the vehicles that are most widely sold in Italy. So that's the level. For electricity producing, the emissions are equal to 51. Where did I get this estimate? I got this estimate from Enea, and this estimate relates to the year 2013. So that's dependent on the energy mix that we have in that year. The more renewables we have, the less coal, the most renewables we have in the energy mix, in the sources that we use to produce electricity, the lowest will be the content of CO2 of the battery of the electric vehicles. Okay, so at the moment the electric vehicles are about 20% cleaner in terms of CO2 emissions than the normal IC cars. But if we succeed in improving the energy mix, we will succeed also in reducing the CO2 emissions of the battery electric vehicles. Of course, there are uncertainties with all these estimates. A huge uncertainty is connected with the way we recycle the batteries. Of course, there are differences between car types. Larger cars have higher CO2 values, okay? But in general, my personal conclusions are these. EVs are better than IC vehicles in terms of greenhouse gases, especially if coupled with renewables based electricity production. And one good thing is that not only in Italy, but worldwide, the electricity mix is getting greener and greener also in the US and in China. An easy advantage of the electric cars is of course connected with air pollution, since they do not emit during the use of the vehicle. Traveling with the electric car in urban areas emits no local pollutants. And so electric vehicles have the potential to improve the air quality and also the noise levels in the urban areas. And that's a very important factor. And, but, of course, the batteries that become the important components of the electric vehicles, the batteries need to be reused or recycled in order to strengthen this advantage of the electric vehicle.